plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at ASTA.Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Vice President seeks China's support for Zambia's industrial drive. Zambia secures $10 billion mining investments in 4 years. And in global news, Japan's governing party projected to win snap election majority. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Vice President Mutalemwa Lumango has appealed to China to support Zambia's industrialization efforts, saying it is crucial for national development. Speaking during the launch of the 2026 Zambia Chinese Spring Festival Temple Fair in Lusaka today, Mrs. Nalumango said Zambia's industrialization ambitions will be difficult to achieve without sustained partnership. She highlighted the progress made in Zambia-China cooperation, citing projects like the Tazara Railway Revitalization, the Lusaka and Dola Dual Carriageway, and new milling plants as examples of initiatives that have advanced Zambia's economic agenda and underscored the benefits of continued collaboration.
Zambia has also embraced industrialization with special emphasis on value addition and beneficiation to its natural resources dotted across the country as an engine for social economic transformation of the people's lives. And Zambia's future, therefore, lies in diversifying its production and export base so that it becomes competitive on the international market and contributes to global prosperity. In this global endeavor, Zambia is confident and foresaw that China will stand with us.
At the same event, Chinese Shajade Fair, Wang Sheng expressed China's readiness to support Zambia's economic development, focusing on industry creation.
We are ready to share the commitment of our development with global partners, including Zambia, and take our bilateral and multilateral cooperation to the next high level. Mrs. Vice President, ladies and gentlemen, as we commemorate the 70th anniversary of the establishment of the financial ties between China and Africa, we are also celebrating China-Africa Year of People-to-People Exchanges recently.
Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Rodney Skumba revealed plans for a visa waiver and direct flights between Zambia and China to boost trade. Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe has disclosed that Zambia has attracted $10 billion in mining investments over the last 4 years, with the government focusing on sustained growth in the sector. Mr. Kabuswe has attributed this to stable policies, improved investor confidence, and efforts to revive and expand major mining operations. Speaking at the Investing in African Mining Indaba in Cape Town, South Africa, the minister highlighted reforms that have created a more attractive environment for capital inflows. He has cited the revival of Konkola Copper Mines, Mopani Copper Mines, and Shaft 28 in Luansha, as well as advancing projects at Mingomba, Kitumba, and Luvambe, leading to increased production and job creation. Mr. Kauswe has positioned Zambia as a key supplier of minerals needed for the global transition to green technologies, pointing to Africa's substantial mineral reserves as an opportunity for industrial downstreaming.
In the past 3 years, number one, we have stated mines that were purely going in the negative. Projects are showing that the environment in Zambia is very, very attractive to investment. And when you put these figures together, they are in excess of $10 billion investment in the past 3 years. It's not a small figure, it's a huge amount. It's a statement to say confidence has been restored in the mining sector in Zambia, and that is why Zambia has become very attractive.
This Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has intercepted 7 vehicles in Kapirimposhi for transit fraud with a revenue loss of over 263,000 kwacha. In a statement, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the vehicles were purportedly transiting to the Democratic Republic of Congo through Mukambo Border Post using fake customs clearance documents. Mr. Nzala says the consignment of seized vehicles include a Toyota Vanguard, Mark X, Probox, Wish, Suzuki Splash, and a Mazda CX-5. He has confirmed that verification of the paperwork revealed that the clearance documents were falsified and belonged to a different consignment that listed sulfur, flexible intermediate bulk containers, and other motor vehicles. Ms. Nzala says the authority further established that the smuggling attempt involved diversion from authorized corridors, with suspects using illegal and unauthorized routes to evade ZRA checkpoints and avoid payment of duties and taxes. He says the seized vehicles are currently in custody pending further verification and legal processes. Community Action Against Corruption has described the failure by government to enact the law on a mandatory declaration of assets by the Republican president and senior government officials as a sign that corruption fight in Zambia is a mere talk and not action-oriented. Organization Chief Executive Brighton Tembo says the administration has moved swiftly to pass other legislation, among them the Cyber Crimes Act, while leaving assets declaration and lifestyle audit laws unaddressed. Mr. Tembo warns that the Cyber Crimes Act has had a chilling effect on whistleblowers and civic reporting, with potential informants now reluctant to expose alleged wrongdoing for fear of falling foul of cyber crime provisions. He adds that mandatory declarations and lifestyle audits remain critical tools for verifying the sources of officious wealth and deterring illicit enrichment, and urged the executive to prioritize the passage of the two laws.
The failure by the current regime to enact two critical laws that are very much needed in corruption fight, like asset declaration by all government officials, starting from the president going down to the least government official, as well as a lifestyle audit by government officials, is a clear demonstration that the current regime, despite the verbal commitment, they have failed to walk the talk when it comes to genuine corruption fight. You know, this government moved at light speed when enacting the cyber crimes in law, which we feel at the moment has worked negatively towards the freedom of whistleblowers because people fear to report corruption.
Social anthropologist Dr. James Msunda has expressed concern over sudden support for the ruling UPND government by some associations during an election year, labeling it organized cadreism. This follows our Civic Duty Association, or CEDA's, recent endorsement of the UPND ahead of the August elections, citing the party's economic discipline, respect for institutions and national unity. Martina, in an interview, Dr. Msunda has emphasized that associations like OSIDA should unite the country, not align with specific parties. He recalls similar undertakings during the Patriotic Front regime, citing Christians for Lungu, and had warned that such associations risk being targeted if the ruling party loses, stressing the need for neutrality. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Msunda has urged groupings to instead prioritize national interests over partisan loyalties, promoting a more inclusive and stable political environment.
What we've seen in that act from that particular organization is an act of cadreism. It's just an organized form of cadreism. And we saw this even under the Patriotic Front, where you saw people organizing themselves as Christian for Lungu and everything, something like this. We have already seen all those things happening.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you doing? Taking flight on air and online.
In global news, Japan's ruling party, led by Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, is